Welcome to the NewsRamp, local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, October 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
New Florida law poses harsh penalties for speeders. A new Florida law, effective July 1, 2025, imposes harsh penalties for speeders in the Sunshine State. Drivers going 50 miles per hour or more over the speed limit, or driving 100 miles per hour or more, face tougher consequences. First-time offenders could get up to 30 days in jail and a $500 fine. Second offenders may face 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. Repeat offenders risk a one-year license suspension, longer jail time, and higher fines. The law aims to enhance safety on Florida highways and reduce high-speed collision fatalities. From 2017 to 2023, 123 citations were issued for excessive speeding. Lieutenant Indiana Miranda of the FHP noted that most 100 mile per hour plus speeding violations occur overnight. The Andres Lopez Law Firm in Coral Springs, FL, assists victims of personal injury accidents, including high-speed collisions, in seeking fair compensation.
GoGlow launches first California flagship in Sherman Oaks, reinventing sunless tanning with a luxury skin-first experience. GoGlow, the award-winning sunless tanning and skincare franchise, has opened its first California location in Sherman Oaks, offering a clean, custom airbrush tanning experience. The brand prioritizes skin health with proprietary vegan, cruelty-free solutions, personalized color consultations, and luxury salon ambience. Clients can choose between rapid and traditional rinse options and benefit from educational sessions on skincare maintenance. The grand opening event on December 5, 2025, will feature live demos, gift bags, and membership specials. GoGlow's arrival in Sherman Oaks signifies a shift towards a wellness-driven, luxury tanning experience in Los Angeles, catering to a beauty-forward culture obsessed with radiant, healthy skin. 1971 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL in silver, the final word in sophistication from the W113 series. The 1971 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL in classic silver, now on display at the Ron Sturgeon Collection in the DFW Car and Toy Museum, represents the final production year of the iconic W113 Pagoda series. Designed by a legendary trio, this car showcases understated luxury and engineering finesse. Powered by a refined 2.8-liter M130 inline-six with Bosch fuel injection, it offers smooth power delivery through a 4-speed automatic transmission. The interior features wood trim, analog clock, carpeting, and a rare Frigiking air conditioning unit. With a blend of art and engineering, this 280 SL stands as a benchmark for vintage roadster design, symbolizing timeless automotive luxury. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth to experience this masterpiece firsthand.
Statewide initiative may give Haltom City another shot at food trucks. Food trucks have been scarce in Haltom City due to complicated regulations that deter participation. The existing permit application is burdensome, requiring written permission from property owners and costly annual renewals. However, a new state law, the Mobile Food Vendor Regulatory Consistency Act, will streamline the permitting process by establishing a single statewide license. This means food truck owners can operate throughout Texas without local restrictions. Haltom United Business Alliance sees this as an opportunity for Haltom City to welcome food trucks back and support small businesses. While the law allows some local control, it eliminates unnecessary fees and permits, allowing food truck owners to focus on growing their businesses. Haltom City can benefit from this new legislation and encourage economic development within city limits.
NW Legacy Law sponsors holidays on Franklin. NW Legacy Law, local power of attorney lawyers, sponsored the local holidays on Franklin Halloween pumpkin sale and community lights display. Founded by sisters Grace and Lucy Sherman, the annual Halloween display and pumpkin display grows throughout the month of October, culminating in the largest trick-or-treat extravaganza in Vancouver. Last year, Franklin Street saw over 12,000 trick-or-treaters, a record-setting number the sisters hope to top with this year's event. The lights and spooky animatronic attractions are on display nightly throughout October from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, the captivating lights, special effects, and music are joined by surprise guests. Trick-or-treating will occur on Halloween from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and children of all ages are welcome. NW Legacy Law is proud to be a featured sponsor for Halloween on Franklin, along with other local sponsors like the Today Foundation, Pacific Northwest Fundraising, and North Pole Adventureland.
New Once Upon a Child celebrates grand opening in Wilson, NC. Once Upon a Child, the leading children's clothing and accessories retail resale concept, is celebrating the grand opening of its Wilson location at 2101 Tarborough Stadt. The brand offers local parents a sustainable shopping resource by selling gently used children's items for less. The new store opens on October 30th and is part of Winmark, the resale company franchise. Local owner Reese Newton, along with her parents, saw the need for a closer location in Wilson. The grand opening event will feature activities and giveaways from October 30th to November 2nd. Once Upon a Child provides a way for families to buy and sell kids' items in an environmentally conscious manner without needing appointments. For more information, visit their website or call 252-265-30WEN.
YMCA of South Florida hosts 11th Annual Veterans Day Salute in partnership with the City of Weston. The YMCA of South Florida, in partnership with the City of Weston, will honor former and current military members during its 11th Annual Veterans Day Salute, presented by Milner Technologies. The event will feature keynote speaker Robert O'Neill, a legendary Navy SEAL known for his heroic contributions, including rescuing Captain Richard Phillips and bringing down Osama bin Laden. More than 500 community leaders and veterans are expected to attend the breakfast, where all veterans will receive a special gift. The Y has a long history of military connections and has provided over $860,000 in financial assistance to military members in the last 6 years. Various sponsors, including Fizion by Hotwire Communications and the City of Weston, are supporting the event. For more information, visit ymcasouthflorida.org, veterans-salute. Harford Community Action Agency receives major donation from Target Circle Community Giving Program. Harford Community Action Agency announced today that it has received nearly $3,000 from the Target Circle Community Giving Program, thanks to the support of local Target shoppers. The funds will directly support HCAA's mission to address food insecurity, housing stability, mediation services, and emergency assistance for Harford County residents. CEO Pamela Craig expressed gratitude for the community votes that helped secure the donation. The Target Circle program allows guests to earn votes with purchases and direct charitable giving to nonprofits. HCAA was selected as a featured nonprofit, receiving support from local shoppers over a 3-month period. For more information about HCAA and its programs, visit their website at harfordcaa.org. Haven and Jeep Babes item collection and financial donation. The Jeep Babes Enthusiast Club Michigan chapter will be collecting items, including personal hygiene products and gift cards, to donate to Haven, Michigan's largest shelter for survivors of intimate partner violence and sexual assault. The collection will take place on Sunday, October 26, 2025, at Mug's Coffee and Grub in White Lake. Following the collection, a convoy of 50 Jeep Babes vehicles will deliver the donations and funds raised from their charity event to Haven headquarters in Pontiac. This initiative aims to support survivors and raise awareness during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. To learn more about Haven and the Jeep Babes Enthusiast Club Michigan chapter, visit their respective websites.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.